Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm here to present Morning Music, a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. In today's program, I'll include a couple of recordings made for radio during the 1940s. There'll be recordings by Bing Crosby, Shirley Bassey, Danny Kaye, Eric Jupp. Remember Eric Jupp's magic of music in the radio days on ABC Radio? Joan Blake, you probably don't remember her, but I'm sure you'll remember Les Paul and Mary Ford. There won't be any Celtic music in my program, but I'll begin with two songs written by Fred Fisher. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Fred Fisher, songwriter, in 1875.
Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Marty Faye could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things that they don't do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. Time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. In Chicago. In
Even though my heart is broken, I always act gay. I just let them think I'm joking. It's better that way. My heart is aching, but no one will know. Clowning and joking, the way I go. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart, just like an actor that plays a part. I'm playing the role of a Jekyll and Hyde, an unhappy soul that keeps smiling outside. This world's a stage and we're all in the show. There's no applause for the loser, you know. So with my chest up, I go all dressed up with a broken heart.
Chicago was a hit for Frank Sinatra in 1958. The recording that I played was by Tony Bennett. It was written by Fred Fisher. Fred Fisher also had a hand in writing I'm All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart, sung by Connie Boswell. And as I said, yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Fred Fisher in 1875. My next two selections also reflect birth anniversaries, one for a songwriter and one for an orchestra leader. I'll tell you about them after I play the recordings.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, and she said, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
I asked her if she had a beau. She said yes, quite a few. But still I started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do.
Ah, Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. Iowa, I owe a lot to you. 'Cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm a-fixin' to put my brand on a sweet Sioux City Sue.
Sioux City Sue.
Oh, Susie.
Sioux City Sue.
So choosy. Her hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you.
Sioux City Sue.
Oh, Susie.
Sioux City Sue.
No floozy. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
It's the end.
Sioux City Sioux, sung by Ben Crosby and a vocal trio known as the Jesters, were accompanied by the orchestra of Bob Haggart in Sioux City Sioux. That recording and one by Kate Smith of the same song topped the Australian hit parades in 1946. The song was written by Ray Friedman and Dick Thomas. And the next song that you heard, Love Is a Many Splendid Thing, that was an Academy Award-winning song from 1955, written by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster. And, of course, it was the vocal of Shirley Bassey and the Williams sisters, with Jeff Love recording the arranging and conducting the orchestra. I played them because today's the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Dick Thomas, and also of orchestra leader Jeff Love. Here's Danny Kaye. Remember Danny Kaye? He not only acted, but sang and was a great success for many, many years.
Wish on the moon and look for the gold in a rain. And you'll find happy times. You'll hear a tune that lives in the heart of a bluebird. And you'll find happy times. Though things may look very dark, your dream is not in vain. For when do you find a rainbow? Only after rain.
You'll find a rainbow.
So wish on the moon. And someday it may be tomorrow, you will suddenly hear chimes, and you'll have your happy, happy time.
You'll find happy times if you try.
Things may look very dark, your dream is not in vain.
For when do you find a rainbow?
Only after rain. So wish on the moon. And someday it may be tomorrow.
You will suddenly hear chimes,
and you'll have
your happy, happy.
That was Happy Times. It was sung by Danny Kaye. He starred in a film called The Inspector General, from which that song came. And the song was written by Sylvia Fine, who at the time was married to Danny Kaye. The next two songs were written more than 100 years ago.
You said to me. the shade of the old apple tree.
In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree was written in 1905 by Egbert van Alstyne and Harry Williams. It was played by Primo Scala's accordion band. And then Poor Butterfly, that was introduced in a New York show in 1916. The name of the show was The Big Show, written by Raymond Hubbell, with lyrics by John Golden. We didn't hear the lyrics in the recording that I just played, of course, an instrumental from Eric Jupp's orchestra. from the Magic of Music program, and it was from the early 1970s. Peach of a Pear, bit of fruit there. Written by Richard Whiting and George Marion Jr. for a Paramount motion picture of the early 30s, and that recording was by Russ Colombo with the orchestra of Gus Arnheim in 1931. Russ Colombo was a violinist with Arnheim's orchestra and a very successful vocalist, went out to make a short-lived career as a solo vocalist, was unfortunately killed at a young age in a shooting accident. I said at the start of the program I'd be playing a couple of songs from radio broadcasts, and here's one of them.
What'll you set up?
Well, how's about a little of... Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, won't you roll those eyes that I just start alive? When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. And then it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like.
Around me, honey, hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, pretty baby, won't you roll those eyes? Eyes that I just idolize.
when you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like an old PT boat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Bing Crosby and the Music Maids were accompanied by John Scott Trotter's orchestra in that recording made for the US Armed Forces Radio Services in 1943. Put Your Arms Around Me. The song dated from 1910, when it was introduced in a New York show called Madam Sherry, was written by Albert von Tilser and Junie McRae. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth, or not the anniversary of their birth, but the anniversary of Australia's entry into World War II, the 3rd of September 1939. And here's a radio broadcast from the World War II period to recognise that anniversary.
And now we open Song of Australia with a query. How can a man run a farm, compose songs, paint, play many instruments, yet still find time to be Australia's most beloved comedian? The answer is George Wallace. That sounds crazy, but so is George. For without that touch of slightly demented humour, he'd never have become the great comic who has us chuckling reminiscently long after the show's over. Here's a song he wrote, A Brown Slouch Hat. Joan Blake sings it, and it needs no introduction, for you know it already.
There is a symbol we love and adore it. You'll see it daily wherever you go. Long years have passed since our fathers once wore it. What is that symbol that we should all know? It's a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory. Don't you thrill as young Bill passes by? Don't you beam at that gleam in his eye? Head erect, shoulders square, tunic spick and span, every inch a soldier and every inch a man. As they swing down the street, aren't they grand? Three abreast to the beat of the band. But what do we remember when the boys have passed along, marching by so brave and strong? Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory.
As you heard the well-spoken announcer tell you, that was Joan Blake, A Brown Slouch Hat. The next two songs originate from a show called Sweet Adeline. It was introduced in New York on stage in 1929, and in 1935, a movie version was made of Sweet Adeline. Two songs from those two versions of Sweet Adeline. Enjoy them.
Nothing to do but to live in dreams that I make of, all by myself, dreaming that you're beside. myself. What is the good of me by myself?
That was the American singer Helen Morgan singing Why Was I Born, just as she sang it in the New York show Sweet Adeline in 1929, with music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. In a few minutes, I'll play another song from the movie version of Sweet Adeline, but first, here's a hit from the 1950s.
I'm running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay and reckless too. Every time, all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Love nobody, it ain't worthwhile. All alone, running wild. Thank you.
Running Wild, an old song revived successfully by Les Paul and Mary Ford in the 1950s. Well, a moment ago I mentioned Sweet Adeline, the show Sweet Adeline, and how it was introduced in New York in 1929 on the stage, and 1935 this song was written for the motion picture version of Sweet Adeline.
An evening in May, you wore that pale pink organdy I thought so gay. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight, and you were a girl and I was the boy from over the way. You were so young, heavens were smiling above. You let me keep your handkerchief, you kept my glove. Life was a dream, a eager thing, and moonlight, and you were a girl and I was a boy, and we were in high school cotillion. There were dance cards to fill. There I met the one girl in a million, and her name was Jill. Jill, you were a shy girl, but you were my girl. And the high school cotillion was my one first so young, the time was an evening in May. You wore the pale pink organdy, I thought so gay. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight, and you were a girl and I was the boy from over the way. You were so young, the heavens were smiling above. You let me keep your handkerchief, you kept my glove. Life was a dream, an eager thing, a moonlight, and you were a girl and I was a boy, and we were in love.
We Were So Young from Sweet Adeline, sung by the Australian tenor Donald Smith.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual the moment that you speak. I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up nuts. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Frank Sinatra recorded You Make Me Feel So Young for his 1955 album Songs for Swinging Lovers, accompanied by Nelson Riddle. The song was written by Joseph Miro and Mac Gordon for a 20th Century Fox film called Three Little Girls in Blue. In the movie, it was sung by Vera Ellen.
Old Mac the Knife.
Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pretty white. Jack's a jackknife, as Mac Heath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though has my key, dear, so there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone like the knife? On a tugboat by the river, a seaman bag drooping down, and the seaman put the wink, that you, Mackie, back to town. Look at you, Louis Miller, disappear, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And Mac Heath spent like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Here's his chicks: Sookie Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yeah, line falls on the right, dear, because Mikey's back in town.
Mac the Knife, the inevitable recording by Louis Armstrong. Bobby Darin also made a great recording of Mac the Knife. It was written by Kurt Vile with English lyrics by Mark Blitzstein for the Threepenny Opera.
Mm-hmm. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers.
What a difference a day made. Dinah Washington's hit recording from 1959. The song was written by Maria Grever and Stanley Adams.